In with Tyler Keegan. How are you this afternoon, mate?
I'm good, mate. Yourself?
Mate, very, very well. Hey, thank you very much for ordering my taxi. Jump in the back seat there. Are we talking or are we shutting it up?
Look, I'm a Uber driver actually myself.
Yeah, yeah.
So, doing it the last 5 odd years, and I think the majority of people that I pick up are always up for a bit of a chat.
But, yeah, okay.
You know, you can sort of just read on a person whether they're up for a chat and stuff, but I always try to make my rides more about the customer because, you know, it's all about making the customer feel they're in control.
Well, you're in the service industry. You're like someone working in a resort or a restaurant. You're fulfilling a service.
So you've never picked up an angry man in Mumbai.
I'm not angry. I'm not keying the car. I'm just happy. That I don't want Keegan to feel like he has to make chit-chat with me. So, Keegan, do you feel like after doing this for 5 years, you've got a pretty good radar now on, you get a sense that, yep, if Al jumps in the car, he wants to talk nonsense. But if I jump in the car, I'm happy just to sit quietly. Do you get a good vibe?
I do get a good vibe, but I personally also find, like, see, for me doing long trips, like whether you're doing a trip, you know, say from Marichi Airport to Noosa,
yep.
I always find picking up people, you know, telling them, like, go up to Montville instead, Mullaney, the Monday
Market. Oh, okay. So people who were tourists, you're giving them a little bit of a bit of tourism work. Outstanding work.
And can I sit in your front seat?
Look, I'm not so fussed about Uber's policies. I mean, look, if someone wants to sit in the front, I'm all for them.
Keegan, can he sit on your lap?
Sorry there, mate.
That's not really Uber's policy. That's just Keegan's policy.
Yeah,
that's a firm no.
Well, he's a friendly guy.
Keegan, you're doing a great job out on our roads, mate. Thanks so much for your call. Have a great afternoon.
You too, boys.
See you, mate. In Maroochydore, Emma, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, Emma's
very,
on for a chat
well,
for
Emma
sure.
Well, Emma sounds very chipper.
Yeah.
So, Emma, you've just jumped in the Uber, you've jumped in the taxi. Do you want me as your driver to be quiet, or do you want Al as your driver to talk non-stop?
If I am by myself, please talk, because it is so awkward. But if I'm hopping in with my partner, with my friend, whoever it is, if I'm with someone, leave me alone.
No, that's fair enough. Because
okay.
What you don't want an Uber or a taxi driver who's trying to get involved. So Emma's talking away to her partner about, you know, Karen at work, and she's bitching, and the driver turns around and goes, oh, classic Karen. You don't want that, do you, Em? Don't interact in my life.
It has happened many a time.
So you don't want a third-party interaction, but if you're on your own, look, I was this morning, chitty-chat away.
Please do. Like, otherwise it's just awkward.
It is.
I don't feel awkward in that situation at all.
That's why I kept the momentum going, because I just felt it was uncomfortably
silent. But after
silent.
A while, did you get the picture
no,
to shut up?
No, I just
up?
Thought I'll find a subject he likes.
I'm going to keep probing.
He didn't have any.
And Em, while we're on it, do you jump in the front seat or the back seat?
The back seat.
Yeah, that's weird going in the front seat.
It did
isn't
give
it?
Me an evil eye when I went.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't catch a lot of taxis.
Do you agree, Emma? That front of the car, that's their little, that's their office, isn't it?
I just feel like I'm invading their privacy.
Yeah.
Like, it just feels awkward.
Yeah. To be fair, Albie did start drinking from his thermos as well. So it made the whole thing very weird.
I honestly didn't think that was bad manners to sit in the front seat.
Unless you've got, like, you've got four passengers and you have to sit in the front seat.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty much etiquette, get in the back seat. They'll have to move all their stuff. Em, you enjoy your chatty taxi drivers. You have a great afternoon. Thanks for your call.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. In Kareelpa, Paulie. Hello, mate. How are you?
Good, boys. How you going?
My friend, very, very
Paulie,
well. You decided to take a taxi. You've had one too many scooies. You get in the taxi. Are you looking for a chat, or you want the drivers to sit quietly and get you home?
Mate, I'm with Al on this one. I'm looking for a chat. I'll give you an example. Last week I was in Brisbane. I got into an Uber. I went into the front seat, shifted me in the back, get in there.
You went to get to the front seat as well?
They made you sit in the back?
Yeah, yeah. So I try to make small talk. I'm getting nothing out of this guy. I looked around. The whole car's covered in plastic. So I text my wife. If I call you in 15 minutes, call the police for everyone. I've been chopped up and made into...
All of a sudden, the door's locked. So you were getting a bit
He's a part-time taxidermist.
You were getting a serial killer vibe, Paulie.
Absolutely, mate. I'm ex-federal police, mate, so I have it all in my head.
You've seen too many things and too many episodes of Dexter.
Oh, wow.
I love the fact that also Paulie's trying to get in the front. It is just not
done. I just didn't realise there was... Yeah, I still don't know if that's bad form. It's just,
as I say, it's like their office. Don't just walk
that's
into someone's
your
office
interpretation.
Unannounced. Yeah, that's just how the world works. Hey, Paulie, you have a great afternoon, mate. Thanks for your call.
You too, boys. See ya.
Bye.